Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we're right in the middle of a series that we're calling Great Dates with Your Mate. And we hope that those of you who caught last week's show were able to get out and have some fun this week with each other. And if you missed last week's show, remember that you can always get caught up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. But Dr. Bruce is with me again this week. And Bruce, now that our listeners are having fun,
hopefully,
what kind of date should they think about next?
Well, Cap, I think one area of marriage that many of us seem to struggle in is how we can develop our spiritual intimacy with each other. You know, usually when we think of intimacy, our minds jump to those deep emotional conversations, a physical relationship. Mm-hmm. And while those are extremely important, connecting with our spouses on a spiritual level is vital to a strong, healthy, godly marriage.
And our House on the Rock survey of local churches revealed that developing spiritual intimacy is the number one desire of the majority of Christian couples.
That's right. And, you know, it's the longing that God's placed within our hearts. He said, you know, the two shall become one flesh. And what he's talking about there is that we were going to achieve intimacy on every level. We'll become one in understanding how we think and how we feel and what we believe and what we embrace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Cap, the trouble with intimacy is it's just flat out hard work. and for many of us, you know, we would say that spiritual intimacy may be the most difficult one for us to develop, especially as men. And that's where some intentional spiritual dating might help.
So by that, you mean that we should plan to go to a Christian concert together or attend a faith workshop or even head to a church service for our dates?
Well, those are some good dates and certainly have some potential, and they're not going to hurt us. But I was thinking about planning a date where you would ask some spiritually oriented questions so that we have a time to learn more about what our spouse is thinking and feeling about his or her relationship with God and how they can share those thoughts with each other.
So I guess that action movies and chick flicks are out of the question, huh?
Yeah, probably, unless we want to see how many biblical principles they violate.
Well, Bruce, can you give us a couple of sample questions that we could use to launch couples into some conversation that would deepen their spiritual intimacy?
Well, let me try. I think, you know, it's going to make sense, Cap, to start with some easy questions first, like, what's your favorite hymn or praise song and why? You know, or another question might be, what are you going to ask God first when you get to heaven? What's a question that's just burning on your heart that you need to ask him? Or what characteristic about God do you appreciate the most and why?
These are good. Mm-hmm. And we'll try to post some of these questions on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Mm-hmm. Just click on the family activity link and then print them out and take them on your date.
You know, once we've dipped our toes, Cap, into the spiritual intimacy waters a little bit, we're going to get more comfortable talking about our faith with our spouse. And we can begin asking questions like, well, what is it that you're praying about now, or where are you feeling that God has disappointed you, or what area do you need to grow, and you know, where do you need God to step into your life today? These are questions that are going to prompt some great discussions that will help you understand where your mate is spiritually.
Well, Bruce, these are certainly penetrating questions that'll get us talking about our spiritual lives, and to our wives' delight, can't be answered in just one word.
Yeah, grunt. That's why we as men struggle, right? Yes, no. But we need to see, too, Cap, that it's important for us to set time aside to go out and have a fun time, but yet still focus on the spiritual needs of our partner. And you can do this while you walk around the block or sit in your backyard. It doesn't have to be expensive. And if this type of dating sounds intimidating to some of our listeners, don't worry. You know, you're not alone. You might want to try a double date with another couple. Just as you maybe eased into the dating on all levels here, you can double date. Talk about spiritual things in a smaller group sometimes is less threatening, but can lead to some more significant conversations between the two of you later.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for these challenging thoughts this week. And I, for one, certainly attest to the fact that when my wife and I are connecting spiritually, every other area of our marriage seems to benefit as well. And we hope that you can find some time this week to work on the spiritual intimacy of your marriage as well.
And don't forget the date part of that. Make it fun.
That's true. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.